بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us amongst the best of creation. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us in this world with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has kept our success in complete deen. And what is success, my dear brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions in the Quran what is success. The person who saves himself from the fire of Jahannam and who will enter into Jannat, he is successful. That person is successful. If a person achieves this, then he is successful. On the other hand, my dear brothers, if a person achieves everything in this world, gets all the wealth in the world, he gets power in this world, he gets position in this world, he gets degrees and diplomas in this world, acquires all these things, but he does not get deen, then my dear brothers, on the day of Qiyamah he'll be unsuccessful. He'll be a failure. So my dear brothers, we have to achieve this success. We have to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam and we have to enter into Jannat. And two, my dear brothers, to get this, Allah Pak sent us in this world. Allah didn't send us in this world to stay forever and ever. Allah sent us in this world to prepare, to make preparation for the Akhirat. To make an effort to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannat. Today, my dear brothers, the reality, the haqiqat of the Akhirat is not in front of us. That where are we going to? What's our destination? It is like we not going to die. So a person doesn't make that effort anymore to prepare for the Akhirat. We have to make an effort in this world to prepare for the Akhirat. When a person leaves this world, then he won't have a chance to prepare. Even if he wants to do good deeds forever and ever in the year after, but it will not help him there. Whatever good deeds he does there, will not give him any reward. The place to do good deeds is in this world. Allah sent us in this world to do this. So the first thing that is required to be successful in the Akhirat is to have kamil, complete iman. That iman that is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is iman? My dear brothers, iman is to have yaqeen in the unseen. Have to have yaqeen in the unseen. What we cannot see, we have to have yaqeen in that. What we can't see, my dear brothers, we learn this in the madrasa. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala. وَالْبَعْسِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ That we have to have yaqeen, conviction in the greatness of Allah, in Allah. We have to have yaqeen and we have to believe that they are malaika, although we cannot see the malaika. We have to have yaqeen in the kitab that were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have yaqeen in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to have belief, yaqeen, that one day Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is going to bring this entire world to an end. Nothing will remain. You have to have yaqeen that all good and bad conditions that come in this world, good and bad conditions come only through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is sending it down. And we have to have yaqeen that there is life after death. There is life after death. This is our iman, my friends. One is to know about something. One is to believe in something. And one is to have yaqeen in something. Ji? I put one apple on this brother's head. And I take a gun or a bow and arrow and I shoot that apple. So I ask that person, the person who's watching this, boy, you believe I can shoot an apple on somebody's head? Ji says, yes, I believe you definitely. So now take the apple and put it on your head. Take the apple and put it on your head now. Says, boy, hold on, boy. I believe you can do it, but I still got my doubts. You'll miss the apple and get my head. So he's got no yaqeen in me. Similarly, my dear brothers, we believe in all these things. We believe in Allah. We believe in, my dear brothers, the Akhirat. We believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe that the Quran is the final book of Allah. We believe that one day this whole world is going to come to an end. But my dear brothers, our actions tell us that we haven't got yaqeen in it. See, our action tell us that we haven't got yaqeen in it. We still got doubt. See? That's why when we say, Allah is our creator. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our nourisher. Allah is our provider. Allah controls everything. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything. We'll say it to the people. But what we'll say after that? Gee? But. What we'll say? But, if I don't make the effort, if I don't do this, but if I don't do like that, but if we don't have security, but if we don't do work, see, the but is there. See, one boy proposes to a girl, so the girl's father phones his friend, the boy's friend, and asks him, how is this boy? You know, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this. But, so the father says, leave all this, 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 and tell me the but. What is the weakness? What is the weakness in that boy? Similarly, my dear brothers, when we say Allah is our creator, Allah is our sustainer, Allah is our nourisher, Allah is our provider, Allah does everything, but, then we are saying that there is a weakness in Allah also. What do we say? There's a weakness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? So my dear brothers, we have to take out that but from our hearts. We have to bring iman, my dear brothers, without any doubt. See? Without any doubt. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. Without any doubt. See? That definitely and only Allah is doing. Allah is the creator. Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the nourisher. Allah is the provider. Allah is controlling everything. Allah is seeing everything. Allah knows everything. See? That whatever we see, see? My dear brothers, these things cannot benefit and harm. As Umar Panupuri rahmatullah alayhi should say, every man has got three diseases of the eye, three sicknesses of the eye. Says man got this sickness, that what he sees he believes. What he sees, he believes. Second sickness, what he sees, he believes it has got power in it. It's got taqat in it. And the third thing is what he sees, he believes that that gives benefit and harm. And iman, what iman tells us? That what we see, we don't believe. What we see has got no power in it. It's useless. It's dead. It cannot do anything. And what we see cannot benefit and harm. This is iman. This is iman. My dear brothers, there was one teacher. Since many students are sitting here, there was a teacher. He came in the classroom and he told the children that what you see, you must believe. What you see, you must believe. So they all say, you can see my cap? He says, yes, we can see your cap. So believe I got a cap on. So you can see God. The children said, no. So there is no God. So there was one clever child. Said, sir, I got some questions to ask. Said, come. Said, children, you can see the teacher's cap. Says, yes, I can. We can see it. Said, believe he's got a cap. Children, you can see the teacher's brains. Says, no, he's got no brains. Don't listen to him. So, my dear brothers, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is controlling everything. He's seeing everything. He knows everything. He does everything. This yaqeen, this conviction has to enter into the heart. The sun, Allah has created it. And the quality of the heat in the sun, this too Allah has created it. Allah is not in need of the sun to create heat. But the sun is in need of Allah to create heat. Allah has created, my dear brothers, the earth. And Allah has created in the earth the quality of producing crops and vegetation. Allah is not in need of the earth to create these things. But the earth is in need of Allah to create it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all this creation of His. And whatever quality is in this creation of His, Allah has created that also. And if Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, wants to change the creation and keep the quality, Allah Ta'ala can do that also. And if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can keep change the creation and He can keep the quality. And the other one is, my dear brothers, He can change the quality also. See? Like, my dear brothers, the Bani Israel, they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He changed the condition, the creation. He made them into monkeys, but left the qualities of insan. On the other hand, the fire which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the fire as it is, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the quality of the fire for Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is our Allah. Allah is not in need of His creation, but the creation is totally in need of Allah. Allah is independent. We are totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every breath, every step, we are in need of Allah. The creation is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the means to do anything. Allah can do with the means. Allah Ta'ala can do without the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do against the means too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds us, my dear brothers. He's created food. That we eat the food and we get nourished. But my dear brothers, Allah does not need this food to do it. We have heard from ulama ikram, before Qiyamah, food will be in the hands of Dajjal. He'll be in control of it. But the pious people, my dear brothers, they won't go to Dajjal to ask for food. But through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will nourish them. Allah will take care of them. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam without a mother and father. Allah Ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam without a father. And my dear brothers, masses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with a mother and father. Allah can do with means, against means. Allah Ta'ala took out from the mountain Allah took out from the mountain a pregnant she camel. Allah Ta'ala is not in need. Allah Ta'ala created all these things and He's put qualities in them to make our life easy. Can you imagine if Allah changed the qualities every day? If Allah took away the quenching of thirst from the water and gave it to different things every day, then can you imagine how our life would be? Every day we have to start looking from where I can quench my thirst. But Allah in His way made it such that, my dear brothers, a person drinks water, his thirst gets quenched. Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, could have given all our food one time. All our food one time. When we get up when we are born, all the food at one time Allah could have given to us. Can you imagine? Those brothers have come from Malaysia, from Philippines. Now they had to come here to stay for 7 years in South Africa from Philippines, and they had to bring their food and come. They had to calculate every day. We eat so many bread, so multiply it by 365 days times 7. So they had to carry all that food and come here to South Africa so that they can study here. What would have happened? Can you imagine? We came here today, my dear brothers, to spend the evening here. Now we have to carry our own food and come out with them. So Allah Ta'ala made it easy, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala sends our sustenance when we need it, wherever we are. Can you imagine the rice that we ate today, lunchtime? Who planted that rice? In which country? Who took care of that rice, and who reaped that rice, and how it was packed, and how it was sent to South Africa, and how it was put into packets and sent to the shops, and then we bought it, and now we're eating that rice. We don't for one moment think, where this rice came from? I'm eating this rice. It come from India, Indonesia, China. Where this rice came from? I'm eating this rice. We don't think. We eat it. This is how Allah Jalla Jalaluhu provides for us, my goodness. How Allah provides for us. So Allah is our provider. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is taking care of us. Maryam alayhi salam was sitting in a room, a closed room. Zakariya alayhi salam came inside the room and he saw her eating food. He didn't have any doubt that the food came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why he asked this, thinking that somebody may have come in the room. So he asked, Kala ya Maryam annaka hadha. Where this came from, Maryam alayhi salam? What he said? What she said? Qalat wa min indillah. This came from Allah. The Bani Israel, for 40 years Allah sent from the heavens manna wa salwa, food for them. This is Allah. Allah Ta'ala can do without means to. So this yaqeen, this conviction has to enter our heart. It's easy to say Allah is our creator. But it is easy to say Allah our creator. And we're convinced. We've got conviction. Because why? We can't create. We can't. You tell anybody to create one, Allah is challenging in the Quran. That, oh you, insan, and the things that you believe in, that you worship, create one fly. What is it? Create what? One fly. Then Allah says, knows that we won't be able to do it. Allah says, leave that fly to the food that the fly took from you. The food that the fly took from you, try and get that food back. Allah says, you are weak, and whatever you're worshipping is weeped. Weak. The doer, my dear, is Allah. So to say Allah, my dear, is the creator is easy. Because why? We can't create those things that Allah has created. We can't even make one hair strand. But my dear brothers, to say from the bottom of our heart that Allah is our sustainer, without any doubt, somebody comes and makes your tashkil, the boy go for 4 months immediately, and where our heart goes to at that time? The first thing, what happens? What we say? I got a business to run. Who's going to run the business if I'm not there? What's going to happen to my family? Why we say these things? That's why we feel that, I'm running the business. I'm sustaining my family. Go tell your wife now, tomorrow I'm going to die. What she'll say? Don't talk like that. What's going to happen to me if you die tomorrow? Why? She's got yaqeen that you are providing, you sustain. And the children, tell them that, they also say the same thing. They are saying the same thing. My dear brothers, this yaqeen has to be corrected before death. That only Allah is doing. Allah is sustaining us. Allah is nourishing us. Allah is providing for us. Allah Ta'ala made all these things. The only postman, our shops, our job, all these things are postmen. Allah can give without these things too. But Allah created these things not because that those things are going to provide for us. But Allah Jalla Jalalu wants to see how we will act in those places, how we will obey Allah in those businesses, how we'll obey Allah in those professions. That's also a test. The profession that we got, the job that we got, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in that how we will behave. Will we obey Allah or will disobey Allah in those places? It's a test. That is why, my dear brothers, there's so great reward for a person who does business honestly. He does his business honestly. He don't cheat. He don't speak lies. He does his business honestly. That first businessman on the day of Qiyamah will wake up with Anbiya, Salihin, Siddiqin and Shuhada. On the other hand, that businessman who speaks lies, cheats, bribes, on the day of Qiyamah he will wake up with a Fajir woman, a sinning woman, a prostitute. So Allah Ta'ala put us in those jobs, in those professions to see whether we are fulfilling the orders of Allah, we are obeying the orders of Allah in those things. So my dear brothers, this iman of ours, we have to make an effort on it. And it's not about 4 months and 40 days, but it's an everyday effort. We have to make every day an effort on this iman. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something to this effect, that iman is like a piece of cloth. If you take care of that cloth, then it will last long. Brothers can come close, inshallah. Fill in all the gaps, inshallah. And if you don't take care of that cloth, it will get worn and tattered and torn. So every day we got to make effort on iman. We have to make effort to see that this iman is continuously increasing. Whose iman we have to reach to? The iman of Sahaba Ikram. The iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. That iman. So you have to make an effort on it. So Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi should say, every day we should make 4 efforts on our iman. First is, we give da'wat. We speak to the people about the greatness of Allah. We don't speak to others for them to get benefit. We speak to others about the greatness of Allah, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the akhirat. So that our iman increases. Rabbi Abdul Wahab sahab rahmatullah alayhi should say, minimum 25 times every day we should speak. To different people give da'wat. Minimum. So much we have to give da'wat. Second, my dear brothers, every day we have to sit and ponder little while, few minutes every day, think about, see the creation of Allah and think about the greatness of Allah. See? We look at the creation and we think about the greatness of Allah. And the third thing every day we do, we make the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Keeping the meaning in front of us are making the zikr of Allah. And the fourth thing every day we should do is, my dear brothers, make dua. See? Every day to make sincere dua, asking Allah to protect our iman, to increase our iman, to keep us with iman, and to take us from this world with iman, and to raise us on a day of Qiyamah with iman. See? My dear brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this ummah so many du'as regarding iman. The Quran teaches us what du'as to make regarding iman, because iman is such a thing that can escape our hearts very quickly also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned something to this effect. A time will come when a person in the morning will have iman, but the evening he won't have iman. In the evening he'll have iman, and my dear brothers, in the morning he won't have iman. Ulama ikram say, shaitan makes effort on a person, 1% effort he makes on a person's life. 99% of the effort is made on him at the time of his death. At the time of his death. And imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this dua, Allahumma laqini hujjat al-iman indal mamat. O Allah, teach me the code of iman at the time of my death. At the time of my death, teach me the code of iman. My dear brothers, we have to die with this iman. That's the most important thing. To have iman is a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to leave this world with iman is a greater ni'mat of Allah. That's why we have to make effort on this iman. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, my dear brothers. The amount of effort we make for this body. And the amount of effort we make on iman. There was one person, he came with a horse to another person's house. So the owner of the house took the horse inside and left the rider outside. Then he gave the horse biryani to eat. And he gave the rider grass to eat. Clever person, isn't it? Intelligent person, that is. He said, "Bhai, you're foolish, bhai. You should be giving the horse the grass and the person the biryani." He says, "Bhai, similarly, we are doing the same thing. This body is the horse, and the soul, the ruh, is the rider. So today what are we doing? Giving biryani to the body, and to the ruh we're giving grass. We're giving grass. The amount of time we should be making effort on our iman and our deen, and the amount of time we're making effort on our body, calculate it and see, my dear. All the effort that we are making today, all the effort that we are making today, my dear brothers, most of the time it is for this body. Good food to eat, good clothes to wear, good house to stay in, good vehicles to move with. It's all about that. But my body must become comfortable. My body must look beautiful. I must live in a comfortable house. My dear brothers, And for the ruh, if I have time, I give it to it. If I got some time, then I'll give them. No magic tricks. You have to change it. That's why Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, somebody was asked, what do you want? What do you desire from this effort? He says, I desire this, that the time that the people are giving to the dunya, they give for deen. And the time they're giving for deen, they give for dunya. So my dear, we have to make effort on this iman. Together with this, my dear, it is, we have to, if our iman gets strong, when iman will become strong, then to do the good deeds will become easy. When we recognize Allah as Allah is, when the yaqeen of Allah is in our hearts, then to obey Allah becomes very easy. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has chosen the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the way to live our life. No other way. Any other way is a way of failure. The eye might be seeing that if I follow this way, gee, it's successful. But if my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this way is not the correct way, gee, then it is not the correct. And the eye might be seeing that the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us, gee, there is loss in it. But my dear brothers, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is gain in it, there is benefit in it, then definitely there is benefit in it. See, this yaqeen has to enter our heart. Only in the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will give us success. There is no other way. There is no such a thing, it's only a sunnat. So I can leave it out. It's only a sunnat, so I don't have to do it. Sunnat is the way to reach Allah. If a person wants to reach Allah, then he has to go via the sunnah. No other way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Quran. That if you claim to love Allah, you say Allah is yours, you love Allah, then in your life should be sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear brothers, if there is no sunnah in our lives, then my dear brothers, that love is fake. That's why we have to acquire the knowledge of deen and find out, as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, in every aspect of our life, how we should practice on that. In every aspect of our life. From the time a person gets up in the morning till evening. And in every action of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in every sunnah, there is benefit for us. We can't see the benefit, but Allah has kept benefiting it. Mullah Umar Palampuri rahmatullahi should give this example. Should say there were two people. One took interest and the other one gave sadaqah. The one who took interest, our eyes are seeing that he's got benefit. He's got more. And the one who gave sadaqah, he's got less. Says both of them left home in the morning to work. The one who gave sadaqah, usually should take a taxi and go. On that day, he's got a lift to go to his work. And the one who took interest, he should get a lift every day to work. That day his car left him, he had to take the taxi and go to work. When they got to work, both of them realized they forgot their lunch. The one who took interest, he had to buy lunch. The one who gave sadaqah, Allah, somebody gave him hadiah lunch. When both of them left home, the one who took interest, his son was well. And the one who gave sadaqah, his son was sick. When they returned home, the one who gave sadaqah, his son, Allah gave him shifa. And the one who took interest, Allah made his son sick. Dear my dear brothers, our eyesight can't see that in the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what benefit there is, and in the any other way, what harm there is in there, the eye can't see it. But we have to have yaqeen, conviction, that only in the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there is success. Only in the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to adopt the sunnah, my dear, in every aspect of our life. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Poona Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned once in the Cape Town Old Workers Jor, he said that when you wash your hands before eating and after eating, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you to pay off your debts. Allah will make it easy to pay off your debts. So Maulana has mentioned one alim was giving a talk and he mentioned this. So a few months later, he was giving a talk somewhere else. So one person stood up and said, Maulana, you're 100% true. After you mentioned this, I practiced this amal and Allah made it easy for me to pay off my debts. So my dear brothers, in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is benefit in this dunya too, and there is benefit in the akhirah too. So we have to bring this yaqeen. And together with that, my dear brothers, we have to follow the sunnat as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed sunnat. See, ulama ikram give an example. Everybody will say, nikah is sunnat, nikah is sunnat. Nikah is sunnat. But the nikah, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made nikah. That is sunnat. Not the way we want to make nikah. No, the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made nikah and he made his sahaba's nikah, that is sunnat. Not the way we want to have nikah, my dear brothers. That's why our elders are saying, my dear brothers, sunnat and simplicity. Sunnat and simplicity go together. We have to live simple lives. That is the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Extravagant way of life is a dangerous thing. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, Dhamad Barakatuh, mentions that there are three levels of wastage. Three levels of wastage. The first is, we don't need something. We don't need something. But we just buy it because we like it and we'll wear it. Or we'll use it. For example, I already got two pairs of jackets. I saw one jacket. Hey, it looks very nice. It will look nice on me, so I'll go and buy that jacket. And I'll wear it. But that's wastage. There's no need for it, I bought that. The second level of wastage, I buy something only to, no benefit, we don't use it too, we don't get any benefit in it also. We just buy it for the sake of buying it. Example, he didn't mention this, but I give this example. For example, the frames in the house. Don't benefit anybody. But we buy just to beautify the house. That's also wastage. And the third level is this. We buy things only to show other people that I can have that also. You think you can only have it. You can only hold an iPhone in your hand. I can buy an iPhone also. So I can spend 15,000 and 20,000 and 25,000 just to do the same talking. The same talking on a Nokia 105 also. The same phone calls I can make on a Nokia 105, But no, I have to buy that iPhone because I have to show the other brothers that I can afford an iPhone also. See? Right, that's also wastage. And the Quran says, the one who wastes is the brother of shaitan. The one who wastes is the brother of shaitan. And if a person is the brother of shaitan, then how can he become the beloved of Rahman? If a person is the brother of shaitan, how can he become the beloved of Rahman? So my dear brothers, bring our life to Sunnah. And in Sunnah there is simplicity. In simplicity. And together with this, my dear brothers, the ibadat that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us, how to worship Allah. That we worship Allah as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us how to worship Allah. That is why it is important that every day we are making effort on our ibadat. The way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us, starting from, my dear brothers, our taharat, our cleanliness. Then, my dear brothers, how to make wuzu in the correct way, to make salah in the correct way. And the other ibadat, when we're giving out our zakat, we give it in the correct way. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, now we fast the month of Ramadan, that we should have fasted in the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us to fast. See? Like that a person goes for Hajj, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did the Hajj, we do it in that way. Should, my dear brothers, not only in Salah that we do, make Salah like how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Salah, but in all aspects of Ibadat, we make our Ibadat like how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it. Then we'll see the benefit of that Ibadat. Then we'll see what that Ibadat will bring in our lives. Mawlana Umar Palampuri rahmatullah alayhi should say, if we bring 5 sifats in our ibadat, 5 sifats. The first is that we read salah with the correct yaqeen. We make our ibadat with the correct yaqeen. The greatness of Allah in our heart. Secondly, my dear brothers, we make salah keeping the rewards, what Allah is going to give to us, we should keep the rewards in front of us. Allah forgive us, my dear brothers. Sometimes we have spent years in the path of Allah, but when you come and ask, what's the fazail of salah, then all of us only know what? Allah gives 5 rewards. Make our daily bread easy. And see, we'll be saved from the azab of the qabr. And we'll be given our books of deeds in our right hand, and we'll cross pul sirat with the speed of lightning, and we'll enter Jannat without reckoning. But the whole fazail-e amal is full of rewards. Those rewards are not in front of us. That is why it is said that daily we should sit for ta'aleem. Ta'aleem in the house and ta'aleem in the masjid. And when we sit in that ta'aleem, we should sit attentively. We don't have to go and by heart anything. But wallahi, my dear brothers, if we sit with attention, and we sit with devotion, and we sit with concentration, Allah Jalla Jalal will make us remember those fazail. And ulama ikram say that when we heard today one fazail of salah, then when we're going to read the next salah, keep that fazail in front of us. We heard of the fazail of Quran. When we're going to read Quran, keep that fazail in front of us. We're making our tasbihat, keep that fazail in front of us, what we read today. That is why it is very, very important that every day we sit in the halkas of ta'aleem, the fazail ta'aleem that is taking place in our masjid, and benefit from it. Likewise, at home, my goodness. If we want our wives and our children to come onto deen and to practice on deen, then this fazail amal ta'aleem is very, very important at home. If we want our families to come onto simplicity, then fazail sadaqat at home is very, very necessary. We don't miss this ta'aleem. The third thing, my dear, third quality, is that we acquire the masail, masna masail of this, the amal that we are doing. That is why we have to go to the ulama-i-kiram and go and find out from them. You should not feel shy. Go to the ulama, correct my wuzu, correct my salah. Teach me how to read salah correctly. Am I making my ruku properly? Am I making my sajda properly? Am I reading my salah properly? My dear brothers, we are so fortunate in our country that we have got ulama-i-kiram in big numbers. They are our crowns. One town, small towns, got 40 ulama, 50 ulama, 100 ulama. If you go to some countries, in the whole country you won't get 20 ulama. How fortunate we are. Make qadr of the ulama-i-kiram. Value the ulama-i-kiram. Go to them and benefit from them. So learn, my dear brothers, how to do the amal properly. The masla masail, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is nawafil, what is nafil, what is makruh, what is mustahabbat. And my dear brothers, Allahu Akbar. Today, you see, shaitan is very, very sharp. He won't tell anybody to leave the faraz out. He won't tell anybody to leave faraz out. If he comes and tells you, don't read salah, you say, no, I'm not going to do that. But where he'll start from? But this is only a nafil act. If you do it, if you don't do it, you won't get guna. Leave it out. Leave it out. Then when he cuts you out from nafil, he'll come next thing and tell you, this is only a mustahab now. If you do it, you'll get reward. If you don't do it, cut it out. Next, he'll come to you, leave the sunnah out. And after that, he'll leave out. He won't have to encourage you to leave the faraz. The faraz will be left out. He'll start from the bottom. And if he wants you to go into haram, he'll start with the makruhat. But it's only a makruh. If you do it, you won't get guna. It's only a makruh act. And when you start practicing on the makruh, then it becomes very easy for you to practice on haram. My dear brothers, ask ourselves, that when last we read 12 rakats of Salatul Zuhar? When last did we read 17 rakats of Salatul Isha? Why are we leaving it out? The sunnats and the nafils. When we read the sunnat and nafil, it comes in fazail amal. Then, my dear brothers, when we are a shortfall in our faraiz, the sunnat and nafil will help us in that. So, my dear brothers, go to the ulama-i-kiram and learn. And then the fourth quality, to make to the amal with ihsan, that Allah is watching me and I am watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least this much you have, this that my Allah is seeing me. My Allah is seeing me, that my Allah is with me. My Allah knows everything, the consciousness of Allah. How this consciousness will come? Ulama-i-kiram say, if we every day complete our tasbihat with concentration and devotion, the three tasbihat our elders have taught us, the 100 times third kalima, 100 times durud sharif, and 100 times istighfar, that we complete it morning and evening with devotion and concentration. And every day we recite the Quran. We read the Quran with this, that my Allah is talking to me. What? My Allah is talking to me. We read Quran in that way. Come, fill in the gaps, dear brothers. We read Quran in that way. Inshallah, when you will read Quran in that way, then you'll get the quality of ihsan. And last, my dear brothers, we do have the fifth quality, ikhlas. We do everything for Allah's pleasure. Not for show. And how ikhlas will come? Ikhlas will come with istiqamat, with steadfastness. If a person does an amal continuously, whether people are seeing, people are not seeing, whether it's good weather or bad weather, all times I'm doing that amal, continuously Allah will give us the quality of ikhlas. Then this quality, our amal, our actions will be done properly. And to protect all these amals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, my dear brothers, in the Quran, that bring good deeds and come. That means we have to take the good deeds from this world and go to the akhirat. See? And to protect the good deeds, my dear brothers, make sure that we fulfill the haq and the rights of others. See? We don't deprive the people of their rights. Starting, my dear brothers, from our parents, see? Our brothers and sisters, see? Our family, our neighbors, Muslim neighbors, non-Muslim neighbors, see? Our staff, our employers, everybody's haq we fulfill. We don't deprive anybody of the haq, even if we have to forego our rights, but we fulfill the rights of others. And we have the best of akhlaq, character. Learn to forgive those who break ties with us. We mend ties. See? In this way, my dear brothers, we have good character. Ulama Ikram says, when we have good character, the people far away from deen will come close to deen. And the people who are outside deen will come into deen. See? With good akhlaq. Maybe for this deen to come into our lives, see? An effort has to be made. See? One is in our lives, and one in the lives of others. That this deen has to reach everyone. We should have the desire for everyone to enter into Jannat. Not only me, but every person has to go into Jannat and be saved from the fire of Jahannam. This was the inside of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This cry and this pain was inside him. That how every person could be saved from the fire of Jahannam and the person can enter into Jannat. See? Today might be easy to say, oh, what's happening to these people? And what's happening to those people? But ask ourselves, my dear brothers, how many of us have got that pain in the heart? See? Now in the month of Ramadan, Jamaats went out to different places, my dear brothers. Kalguzari was taken. See? You'd be surprised, my dear brothers. Shocked. So many Muslims were not fasting. See? They're not fasting. In one area, our Jamaat was there. The man is eating and while going for Salatul Jummah, he's eating and going. So the brothers told him, you don't know it's Jummah. He said, I know it's Jummah. I mean, you don't know it's Ramadan. He said, no, I know it's Ramadan. He said, how come you eat? He gave one excuse. My dear brothers, we have to worry. See, one is we practice deen. One is to have the worry and concern of others also. Because, my dear brothers, the responsibility of inviting towards good and forbidding from evil is every Muslim's responsibility. See? You have to go and invite people, my dear brothers. First with Muslims, and then with their Muslimin. How everyone could be saved from the fire of Jahannam? See? This pain has to be there. One person not reading Salah, that person is going into the fire of Jahannam for how many years? For one Salah. See? Person not practicing on Deen, if they have to die on that condition, what will happen? See? This fire of this world we cannot tolerate. How will we be able to tolerate the fire of Jahannam? So, my dear brothers, today, the fikr of akhirat is not there. We are practicing on deen, but my dear, the fikr for akhirat that one day we have to stand in front of my Allah. And my Allah is going to make a decision whether a person should go into Jannat or Jahannam. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, my dear brothers, after doing all the good deeds, after making so much of sacrifice, dear Umar radiallahu ta'ala made so much of sacrifice. In his time, my dear brothers, when he was Khalifa, over 4,000 masjids were built. Two-thirds of the civilized world came into his hand. But when he's leaving this world, he's crying, "Hey, what will happen to Umar if Allah don't forgive him?" This restlessness, my dear brothers, has to come into us. This worry and concern, starting from our own families. How many in our own community, in our own families, our brother Suleiman Patel was mentioning, that if you find out today in nearly every Muslim home, in the extended family, there is one or two people who have left the fold of Islam. What worry? What concern? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made hijrat with another sahabi and he went to Medina Munawwara. But that sahabi, when he reached there, he said that, no, my mother is very, very sick. I have to go back to Makkah Mukarrama. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu tried to keep him there. But he still insisted, so he went back. But when he got back to Makkah, they forced him to leave Islam. For 3 years, Umar radiallahu anhu continued sending messages to him that he must come back into Islam, worried about him, concerned about him, till the ayat came down, my dear brothers, we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that, my dear brothers, ayat came down, he sent it to the sahabi. And when he read this, he said, no, this ayat came down because of me. And Allah is saying, I can come back into Islam. Gee, my dear brothers. One great buzruk, Mufti Zainul Abideen sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, my dear brothers. He came home once very, very late. And they slept away. Then in the morning he went for Salat al-Fajr. When he came back, so he asked his wife, where is the child, my youngest child? So they were so tired, he couldn't wake up. So you didn't wake him up? No. So then you're a zalim. So what are you talking? He says, if there was a physical fire in the house, fire of this world in that house, would you have left the child to sleep? Would have left the child to sleep? We would have dragged him out of the house. Ask ourselves, my dears, our friends, our companions, our relatives are not performing salah. What fikr, what cry, what worry in the heart? Every day in our masjid, after Fajr Salah, my dear brothers, what percentage of the Muslims are not in the masjid? What cry are we going out of the house, out of the masjid with? What worry, what pain? That high 80%, 90% of my community, that has to come today, they'll go into the fire of Jahannam. My dear brothers. This effort that Allah blessed us with today, my dear brothers. Let's make qadr of it. Make qadr of it. Appreciate it. If this effort was not going to take place, then my dear brothers, like Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali should say, Qurbani se ye deen chamkaya hai, Qurbani se ye deen chamkega. اگر قربانی نہیں ہوگا تو ہمارا گھروں سے دین نکل جائے گا اگر قربانی ہوگا تو دین دشمنوں کی گھروں میں چمکے گا This is what we should have. Increase our sacrifice. So my dear, the first tashkil today is this. To our 4 months Ansaris, those who have given 4 months to make niyat, inshallah, 2025 we start 4 months every year, inshallah. Bolo. Come, who's writing, inshallah? Right. 4 months every year, my dear brothers. Come, stand up, my dear brothers, stand up. Ji, bolo. Ji, come. We make the niyat, my dear brothers. Allah will accept. We make the niyat. Give, right. doctors are staying there, standing for a long time. Come, my dear brothers, everyone who has spent 4 months, make niyat, inshallah. How Allah took us for the first 4 months, Allah will take us again, my dear brothers. Chalo. Make niyat. Ji, who else, mashallah, bolo. MashaAllah, all those who gave names for 4 months, my dear brothers, every year, all of you go away to the right. Dr. Siddiq Saab, take the names and take the dates, inshallah. All those who made niyat for 4 months every year, inshallah. Yeah. Others want to join them, to join them, inshallah. Come. Jafar. What is it? Gee, the rest of you come close, inshallah. Come close, brothers. Gee, mashallah. Those up till now who have not spent 4 months in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah, to go 4 months in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh? Stand up, inshallah. Come. Gee. There's another brother there. Ji, bolo, who are near 4 months, I mean 4 months IPB, inshallah. Come. What's your name? Junaid. Ji, who else, mashallah, bolo. 4 months IPB, inshallah, to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Ji. Ji, who else makes niyat, mashallah? Many ulama students are sitting here, mashallah. Who makes from the ulama students make niyat when they finish, inshallah, qualify in the cause, they'll go for 1 year, inshallah. Bolo, make niyat. Make niyat, inshallah. And those, mashallah, who have not ulama, can make niyat for 4 months, inshallah. Ji, bolo, mashallah. Who else from the ulama students? Inshallah, the other brothers can make niyat for chilla now, inshallah. Chilla for every halqa was given this taqaza in the month of Ramadan, that every halqa will make fikr to take out one chilla jamaat in the month of April. So which halqa say, inshallah, they're getting a jamaat ready, inshallah. Bolo. Every halqa should be making fikr at the moment, my brothers, to take out jamaats now in the month of April. So bolo, inshallah, who is making niyat? Ji. Bolo, mashallah. Didn't we, the whole month of Ramadan, we didn't make any fikr. Ji. Every person is a potential to come out for chilla, my brothers. It's not only workers must come out for chilla. Everyone is a potential to come out for chilla. We should go back home and might just make tashkil. Tashkil for people to come out in the path of Allah. No one will understand, my dear brothers, what we're talking unless he comes out in the path of Allah. See? So bolo, mashallah. Which area? The Spingo is making one near for one jamaat, inshallah. Spingo halka, inshallah. Stanga is also making figure for a jamaat. Ji. Bolo, which are the halqa, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. The zimidars that are sitting from the different halqas, we make the niyat and we go make an effort, inshallah. Bolo. Ji. Phoenix, make niyat, ya Sheikh. Hafiz up. It's like we're frightened to make niyat. That if we make niyat, then we know. Make niyat, inshallah. Two things we got to do: make niyat and make effort. Ji, bolo, mashallah. Central zone. Ji. Midlands. Ji, bolo, mashallah. It's already April. If we don't make fikr on our satis to come out now, my dear, this now it will be June. After that, after June, they find it very difficult to come out. Ji? So let's go, my dear, let's go back into our areas and make fikr. Let's make harkat in our areas. Ji? Let's take the people out in the part of Allah. Bolo, mashallah. Midlands, inshallah, two jamaats, inshallah. Ji. Ji, Durban North. Inshallah. Mala Osama. Stand up and give name, Mala Osama. Inshallah. Ji. Which are the areas? See, my dear brothers. One of the reasons why we are not taking out Southeast in the part of Allah is the local work, the masjid war amal has become weak in our masjid. Which masjid can say, alhamdulillah, in our masjid, we've got everything, like how we have an umumi gush day, 10, 12, 15 brothers, that every day in our masjid we've got that amount of brothers. There's a mahol of dawat in our masjid every day. So our elders are saying, if you strengthen this 2.5 hours every day giving time in the masjid, then my dear brothers, all the other amals will get strong also. All the other amals will get strong also. See? These 5 amals is my need. If I do it, I will get benefit. See? It's my need. See? I have to go and give dawat. I have to go and speak about the greatness of Allah. So my dear brothers, 5 amals is very, very important. And especially this 2.5 hours every day. So all make niyat, my dear brothers. Put our hands up, inshallah. Who's going to give 2.5 hours every day, inshallah? See? All give, make niyat, inshallah. 2.5 hours every day, inshallah. See? And we'll encourage others also. The second thing is, my dear brothers, see? The number of 3 days jamaats that come out from our masjid is the number of chilla and 3 chilla jamaats that will come out from our masjid. Every old worker should be making fikr to take out his own 3-day jamaat. The Sri Lanka jamaat came many, many years ago. And they gave targheeb that every worker should have a list of 30 names in his pocket. Should have a list of 30 names in his pocket. And then every day he should be making dua for these 30 people. And every day he goes and meet two brothers. So in 15 days, he'll meet all 30 brothers. Illa mashallah, inshallah, out of the 30, 20 brothers will make niyat. Then you got another 10 days to go back to them, those 20 people, and meet them to confirm them. Inshallah, my dear brothers, 10 brothers will get ready. So 25 days gone. Then you got 2 days to make wusuli. See? So like that you'll get your jamaat. You'll get your jamaat. If we are really, really, my dear, interested in taking out satis, then let's do this. Let's go back home. This is a takaza. Go back home, write down 30 names, and see who I'm going to make tashkir of and make fikr. Inshallah, this month of April, there are 2 long weekends. The 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, Easter weekend, and my dear brothers, on the 27th, 28th, 29th is also a long weekend. Gee, so we got a chance to take the people out. So which halka say, will, how many jamaats will take out? Quickly, my dear brothers. Gee, how many, at the moment, my dear brothers, Allah forgive, Natal is not even reaching 100 jamaats at the moment. So if every halka, inshallah, takes out minimum 10 jamaats, so we'll get 200 jamaats. Inshallah, we all make niyat, inshallah. Theek hai, inshallah. Let us go and sit down now in our halkas and make figure for this, inshallah. Theek hai, inshallah. One is one chilla jamaat from our halka, and at least minimum in 10 3-day jamaat from our halka, inshallah. Subhanallah.